Hey, Nadpoles. Caldwell here to talk to you about Hero Forge, the best place to get fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from. I actually just built a version of my Underdark Gnome Illusion Wizard, Kraslo, for use in a home game my friend has been running, and it was incredibly fun getting to scroll through all the options and details to bring this mage-handed menace to life. Their easy-to-use design tools let you build your perfect miniature online using a fully 3D, in-depth character creator right in your browser. Oh, and before you ask, yes, Hero Forge has goggles, and yes, Kraslo is wearing them. So if you've been thinking about splurging on a miniature for your D&D campaign, wait no longer, because May 2nd to May 9th, Hero Forge is having a spring sale. You can get 10% off all physical miniatures and free shipping, including international shipping on all orders. The figures are tiny, but the savings are huge. To take advantage of this great offer, visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature today and check back often because new content is added every week. Ooh, good to know. Kraslo just got a hat of vermin in the campaign, and I really want to find an annoying top hat for him to wear to represent that. In the meantime, that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and happy forging.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club, the only book club that makes you dumber. We are your lore lords. I'm Brian Murphy, joined by my life/comedy partner, Emily Axford.
Do we normally say something?
You can just say hi. You can just be natural.
My other life/comedy partner, Caldwell Tanner.
Murphy, you really didn't tell us you were going to have to say something.
Sorry,
man.
Guys. We're going to have to talk throughout the show just as a general rule. We actually have two special guests today. We've got, for the first time ever.
This is so fucked.
Let's start with a returning guest. Zach Oyama has been on a bunch of stuff with us. You've heard him on D&D Court. You've heard him on the podcast. You've heard
I'm
him on
thrilled to keep talking.
Yeah.
Zach, welcome to the library.
Yeah, welcome, man.
Thank you. Hey, what's up, man?
Welcome to 8-Bit Book Club. And another guy you might be familiar with, his work was with collegehumor.com back in the day.
Another guy.
Please welcome our special guest, Jake Hurwitz.
Hey.
Hey, man, welcome. You, man.
Welcome. So, yeah. I'm in a weird position where I feel like I need to be mean to Zach.
You don't have to. I don't know what the bit is, but you don't have to.
Zach, you kind of just take him under your wing. We'd appreciate it. Just guide him, guide him through this process.
So this is a podcast. I don't know if you know anything about this.
We all do have to talk.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Murph, could you tell us what we're going to be talking about?
Yes, we're going to be talking about the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Mm.
We recently, for the Mixed Bag, talked about the Legend of Zelda cartoon, and that got us curious about the sort of umbrella show of that, which is the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, sort of a Pee-wee's Playhouse vibe of live action stuff that then throws to cartoons. One of those cartoons is Legend of Zelda. One of them is Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, there's kind of like a Nintendo power block back in the day, because you had that and Captain N.
Yes.
The NEU, absolutely.
Nintendo Animated Universe.
Which I think out of all of the stuff we've watched, I think Captain N is better than this. And
certainly.
And Zelda. Zelda was the worst.
Mm-hmm. There was a trailer for Zelda at the end of the Mario thing.
And it was a little tough.
It was upsetting to me. Yeah. God damn, I did not want to hear it. I heard the name Ganon and I was like, no, I shuddered.
Zach, do you have a history with the Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
It's vaguely familiar. And when we started watching it, I like kind of remembered it.
Like you recognize the theme song.
Recognize, maybe not the theme song. I recognize like actual human people running across a green screen over animated footage.
This is what we like to do on the show, which is to like reach back into like the deepest recesses of the cavern of your mind and just haunt you with images that you forgot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I feel haunted. I have goosebumps. Mm-hmm.
So again, this is sort of a Pee-wee's Playhouse thing where you've got a live action element and then they throw to cartoons. I assumed that one would be related to the other, but it's not.
No, definitely mm-hmm. separate.
It's not like that Mario goes into right. a portal and becomes animated.
So that's what yeah, I thought, was, what gonna I thought was gonna happen
too. I loved the live action part.
They didn't even
I did too.
They didn't even seem like thematically related.
Awesome. No, they're not, they're not thematically
think,
related.
I would think at the very least, like Mario, cartoon Mario would be dealing with cleaning up some kind of mess also, since this episode was about cleanliness.
There's lots of there's lots of plumber jokes, lots of spaghetti jokes. They say pasta power a lot.
Okay, I have a question, and it's very, very basic. Forgive me, I don't know lore of anything. In Mario Brothers lore, are they plumbers and also pizza makers?
So I don't think they're pizza makers.
No, they're not pizza makers. They were just relying heavily on Italian stereotypes. Yes.
Because at one point in the live action part, he was like, we can make you a pizza if we want. And I was like, is this the premise? Plumbers and pizza makers?
No, they just love Italian
disgusting.
Food.
Yeah.
Okay. They're amateur pizza makers.
Okay. Yeah, they're doing pizza. They're picking pasta off each other.
Yeah. Luigi did have to pick a pasta off of Mario.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed,
as
but there was
the business venture wasn't plumbing and pizza.
Uh-huh. That would be so foul. Yeah.
Would I eat a slice of pizza that my plumber gave me?
Well, the weird thing is that they have, plumbers don't really need a shop in that way.
No.
Like, plumbers are more like,
you need a truck or a van. Yeah.
You call them and then they come to the house to deal with the plumbing.
But
it's not like a car
like
shop.
Just like a pizza delivery guy. So it is a really good premise.
They really should just have a truck.
I'm going to try this next time I need my plumbing fixed, which is often. I'm just going to like call the guy up and be like, hey, can you just like bring like a medium pizza with you?
That's smart.
How much to add a pizza?
I'll split it with you.
I need a new valve ranch. And also I want to do an add-on. Pet, please.
Hey, I fucked up my turlet real bad. Can you also bring me a pizza?
I think someone would do that for you for not a lot of money, but mostly they would turn it down because they would think you were going to murder them.
Do y'all know
trick them or something.
Do y'all know the Mike Diamond Smellgood Plumbers? It's a local plumber out
here. Yeah,
Mike Diamond.
Ads for them.
It's weird. It's like a radio ad, and like the big selling point is that the plumbers smell good, which I can understand that being a concern, but they lean so hard into it, and there's like a lot of musical cues, and they're like, these plumbers smell great.
That's
so weird, because I've never had a plumber that didn't smell good, and also I've never even worried about it.
The thing that doesn't smell good is your toilet. You are the smell.
They're not going
in
and barehanding.
Getting rid of the smell.
Yeah. They're not barehanding piles of shit.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, maybe if they get a little BO, that's fine. It's a dirty job.
It's a sweaty,
I don't need them to smell pristine.
But it's the thing is, it's only dirty because you're dirty, you know?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The plumbers are cleaning your dirty
pipes.
It's
my fucking filth.
Yeah, you're the one who should feel bad about
how you smell. That's my shit. That's my hair.
Yeah.
Everyone should take their pride down a notch.
Next time you get a plumber, apologize to them for how you smell.
Yeah.
I recently had to buy a new, you guys ever used the snake stick it down a deep drain and pull out all the freaking hair?
Yeah. You had to buy a new one? Did you?
Yeah. I fucked up some snakes in my day. I needed a heavier duty one that reels. So it's basically like a fishing pole. To like go down deep into my pipes, and I had to reel it back in.
Did you catch a big hairy carp?
Oh, I got a big freaking hairy carp. It was absolutely fucking foul.
I had to call a person because the snake was not working for us.
You need a better snake, dude.
Yeah, I had a
bad snake.
Do you
have one
snake?
With a reel?
I did not have a reel. I didn't upgrade to the reel as a thing. I thought I can either upgrade to the reel or I can call a guy to come to my house and shame me.
And they have
and
reel.
Add a pizza.
Get out of pizza.
I got a calzone, actually. And the thing is, the lump of hair was as big as the calzone, which was the promise.
It's been a minute since I had a calzone.
Yeah.
Calzones are great.
Calzones are great, but anytime you're going to get a calzone, you could just have a pizza, which is why it's tough.
You might as well.
Calzones are awesome. They're like hot molten cheese pockets.
Yeah.
I'm going to start putting that on a rider when we tour.
Fuck,
that's good. Yeah. Yeah. Calzones. Calzones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, contained food like that are so satisfying.
I love it.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut used to have the Puzzone.
Yeah. I love the Pizzone.
What Pizzone was solid.
That is just a calzone, right?
Yeah.
But I think the fact that it was called a Pizzone, but I think it sometimes would have like pepperonis on the outside and stuff. Maybe I'm making this up.
We have to get back to the show because the live action portion was really good and it featured a woman who lived in a medicine cabinet.
Yeah, again, the two things were completely separate. The cartoon that they threw to was basically they're in a snow world and Toad gets kidnapped by Birdo. Birdo thinks that Birdo is the enemy that spits eggs from Super Mario 2. Mm-hmm. Birdo thinks that Toad is her baby. and Toad is not her baby. And
this
then
was
Mario
a really bad story,
really bad stuff.
Yeah, it was fucked.
And they clear the whole thing up, and everything's fine. The live action is that they hear a voice coming from their medicine cabinet, and they open it up, and it's someone who they're very excited to see, but we don't recognize because it's a celebrity from the 80s.
Her name is Nicole Eggert. I believe she was in Charles in Charge at the time.
Well, they said, I watched your TV show, but she was also in Baywatch.
Yeah.
So I think a cheeky thing.
Interesting. I feel like this was the time.
Watch your TV show, wink, wink.
I feel like she was on Baywatch later.
I feel like they would have said Omar or like Mamma Mia if it was referencing Baywatch. Okay. They would have like given you a wink to show that they're horny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just sported a stiff. But
hey, Mario, your pipe showing.
These 50-year-old plumbers got a boner.
It's so problematic. I said that it was weird. It's weird. I said it already, but it is weird to arrive at your plumber's shop to be like, you need to come to my house to work on my sink.
Yeah.
So that's weird begin with.
In the medicine cabinet.
Right.
So yeah, so Mario.
So it's bizarre to show up and then to show up in the medicine cabinet.
So they hear, hey. They hear, hey, hey. And they're just like, is that you or something? And like Luigi and Mario have a quick who's on first moment. And then they realize that it's coming from their medicine cabinet. They open it up and it's just the girl from Charles in Charge is in their fucking cabinet.
They never explain why. Then she just says, can I come in? And then they walk to a different set.
Yeah.
And she just appears in the room.
Yeah.
She's not come through that was the medicine cabinet. Yeah.
That was the first instance where I thought it was going to be a portal. I thought they were going to go into the medicine cabinet. Yeah.
There were like two or three pipe fake outs, we'll call them. Because when we thought these plumbers were going to get sucked down a freaking pipe.
Yeah.
And let's face it,
we were begging for it.
We wanted
it. You know what, though? We have to be really kind and really gentle because this was their first episode, we believe.
Yeah.
So
yes.
They didn't think to do that yet.
See, I think that this was a later episode that they put in front because I think Zach mentioned that like they wanted to get the Eggers heat.
They were like, we need to have Eggert in the first episode.
Yeah.
And even if that means we start with the ice world first.
The ice world that no one recognizes.
There must have been like some like Nintendo liaison that was like, the ice world is the fifth fucking world. What are you doing? You're killing us. Just absolutely so furious having to report back to Shigeru Miyamoto that they fucked it up already.
So the live, yes, the cartoon had its flaws, but the live action was all flaws.
I loved it. I thought it was really strong. I enjoyed the live action.
So the girl from Charles in Charge comes in.
Yes.
And she says, I need help from you guys because I've got problems with my sink.
Yeah, and I have to go to a party, so you have to fix it now.
Right.
Yeah,
and they're like, that's great.
Keep it in the back of your mind.
Keep it in your back of your mind. Hang on to that thought. Hang on to the party. Hang on to that party thought.
Yeah.
Remember, it's a party. So they say, great, we'll fix your sink. Actually, hang on. We've got a sink right here. So then they
separate
start fixing
sink.
That sink.
A separate freestanding sink attached to nothing.
And so you're sitting there, and you're waiting for these plumbers to get sucked into the pipe.
Every time they twist the wrench, you hear
they're going in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's we're going to get noted. To the cartoon.
And this is
I don't know about
they fix
that
the scene.
I don't know the noise. I don't know the noise. I really hate that
you
clocked it.
I saw the embarrassment in your eyes.
And I saw yours light up. You're like ready to pounce. Jake did something dumb.
That's not how a man sounds when he jumps.
That was better?
Yeah.
That's good. I thought it was worse.
They fixed that sink for what feels like 2.5 minutes.
Well, what's great is that Luigi is fixing the sink and then Mario is just standing there like making hand gestures while staring directly at Nicole Eggert.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to understand. Mm-hmm. Is this supposed to be I want to touch the girl, but I can't touch the girl.
I think a generous read of the situation would be that she's famous, so he just doesn't know how to act around her, but it did look like he was trying to stop himself from grabbing her. That is what it looked like to me. I choose to believe that Super Mario...
In my mind, it doesn't make any sense it would be that.
Super Mario was not having to like tie himself down.
Super Mario's whole mission is to rescue a woman in danger. I think he's got a little more respect.
But
I
would hope so. From the animated part though, you really like unlike Link in Zelda, mm-hmm. where Link is absolutely
a monster.
Emotionally abusive to Zelda.
In the cartoon.
Yeah, in the cartoon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. like this one, I don't get the impression that Mario or Luigi want anything from the princess other than friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got a great relationship.
They've got a really good relationship.
I think Mario would love a kiss, but he's not going to ask for it.
I don't think he even wants it.
You think he doesn't want a kiss? You
think all just he wants is some, a kiss? Wants, I think he's, yeah, he just wants a friend.
He wants spaghetti and a big
all
salami
all he talks
sandwich.
About is food.
Spaghetti and adventure.
That's so all I want too.
Yeah, dude. Jake, yeah, every morning Jake wakes up, has a big bowl of pasta and goes surfing.
I just love fucking pasta and exploration.
That actually sounds amazing.
That does sound nice. Although I'm just imagining barfing the, fettuccine Alfredo as you surf
into a wetsuit. I want the pasta after the surf.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Pasta post surfing.
The image of someone in the ocean throwing up into their wetsuit is so...
Why in the wetsuit?
I think leave no trace.
Leave no trace.
I'm going to fucking hurl.
Why'd you do it in there, man?
I don't know.
Bulging out of your wetsuit.
Wipe out. It's so gnarly.
The noodles are undigested.
I need to throw this out.
And another funny, weird thing about the animated side being Ice World first is it starts off, Mario and Luigi just rescued Princess Peach and Toad.
Yeah.
So it's like... what it seems like the whole point of the show, right. They've already done it.
It could be they're setting up it to be like, this is a sequel to when you beat the game.
Oh, that is it.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Another generous read.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of generous reads. We think Mario is not a predator, and this pilot was a good idea.
I don't think he's a predator at all. In fact, Cartoon Mario is not a predator. I thought the live action part was really good. I didn't enjoy the animated part because there's a character that's some kind of dragon.
Yeah,
the bird. And he's giving kisses to Toad. And
her lips are covered in milk.
Whoever was in charge of... like animating the saliva,
the milky kisses.
Not blue enough.
They,
not blue enough.
Like took a couple Adderall and went to town.
It was the lips were so puckered and like
so milky,
pursed and plump.
Imagine the milkiest kiss that you can get.
Well, because they kind of played Birdo like Daffy Duck, but also nearsighted. So like Birdo didn't know that Toad wasn't her baby, and also was speaking with kind of an impediment. Yeah. It was just bad.
Kept on
the
covering him in kisses, and her mouth looked like a sphincter.
And it was constantly dripping. Like even when she was just talking and wasn't kissing him, there would be saliva all over.
Yeah,
flying.
Just
all
a dripping milky sphincter.
So I really found little enjoyment in that. Yeah.
And Toad was kind of abrasive as well.
Yeah. So Toad. Actually, I kind of love Toad. I'm going to come out on Team Toad here. Because Toad had, we've talked about this
I
before.
I guess
anytime
was
we watched,
no drama. He's
no drama.
He got captured and kind of
And he got himself out.
It.
He saved himself.
Yeah, Mario actually didn't help
Mario
Toad.
Didn't help
and
Toad.
And Toad saved Mario.
Yeah. So, Toad, like we've said, whenever we watch these 80s cartoons, there's two ways that people do voices for like little guys.
Yeah.
Either they're a little baby or they just sound like they just swallowed a cigar. Yeah.
Like, I do like that. I like that kind of voice, but they just need to tone it back.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
He acts like he's Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos. And he sounds like he just chewed a cigar. Yeah.
He's God, that would be such good tight. Casting for the live action segment.
Hey, Mario.
I actually had a favorite part from the animation. There was a really strong moment, in my opinion, where he sees a fire flower. Mario, that
right.
is.
Yeah.
And I actually don't really remember what I liked about it. But I think that he touched it and then he changed his outfit. And then he said something like, I make this look good or something like that.
He said, I love it when that happens.
Yeah.
Which was just a very stock 90s line because a moment later.
He just
later,
looked really confident and I found his confidence infectious.
You found his confidence
moment.
Sexy.
It was
No, 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 infectious.
Sexy. Right.
No. It wasn't sexy. I wasn't attracted to him.
No.
It inspired in me that feeling.
Again.
Of sexiness.
Of sexiness.
Yeah.
Purely.
Yeah.
Made you feel sexy.
Feel sexy about myself.
Yeah. We need to come up with a new word for like how we feel about Mario because it is purely platonic, but it's also about pasta. So maybe like pastonic is what
okay,
I would use to describe
pastonic. I would say sexy. I don't know.
Yeah. But he says, I love it when that happens after he turns into Fire Powers Mario.
Mm-hmm.
But 30 seconds before, Princess Peach had to describe to him.
Explain it for the first time.
There was a plot hole, right? But it led to a really nice moment.
But these plumbers not getting sucked down the pipes.
Yeah.
And the plot hole about the flower.
That was a missed opportunity to not have them get sucked down in the pipes.
Yeah.
That's
too
bad.
You could have gotten sucked down the pipes.
Could have gotten down the pipes. It would have been fun. You could have seen like a visual effect of them getting like sucked in there.
Yeah.
They could have kept the storyline going a little bit.
This great. Live action.
They could have brought Nicole Eggert over.
Yeah.
Whoa, I would have loved to see animated Eggert.
An animated Eggert?
Well, so and then we jump back to the live action.
Well, first in the live action, while they're trying to fix this sink that is not her sink that they asked, that they were supposed to fix. They're fixing a separate sink.
I think they're going to give her like a loner sink is the plan here.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a generous read.
We're giving these a lot of generous reads. There's a few things later that we'll have to give some generous reads. We're feeling super generous. So then they fuck up and they spray her with dirty water.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, uh-oh, and then moves away from... Or is this... Then we cut to commercial.
Then we cut to the commercial. We don't come back for like...
We don't come back for 15 minutes. It's not interspersed throughout live action, it's not a dialogue between the two genres. No, it's live action... 15 minutes of cartoon live action.
Right. Yeah. Which is even more egregious that they didn't get sucked down the pipes.
Right.
Because, like, they didn't cut back to the live action.
We
didn't
ample opportunity. Need them
to be, like, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. So we've sprayed Charles in Charge with sink water. And then we go into the world and they do the thing that 80s cartoons do, which is great, which is the theme song tells you what like the world is. They're just Mario is gonna save Peach.
Whoa.
She was stolen by King Koopa.
Freaking bars, man.
I did it. That was it.
I think at that point, Zach just whispered, this is our second rap.
Oh, yes. Yes, so they have the intro song.
Different rap, right?
Honestly, pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they have like, it's almost like when Fresh Prince, you find out that there's like two secret verses to that song beyond what you hear normally. Whoa. There's like two secret verses that pop up when they cut to cartoon, to intro the cartoon. And then we see the brothers getting sucked down the pipes.
Yeah.
The cartoons already.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Pretty good song. Pretty good intro.
Pretty good song. Pretty good
strong
intro.
Strong song.
Yeah. And then we cut to Mario Plumber Diary number 223. Yeah,
a quick Star Trek parody.
Yeah. Star Trek parody.
Oh, they did? I don't remember that.
Well, it's,
I truly don't remember it.
Okay. I was like, this is insane. We watched this minutes ago.
I was actually worried about this episode because the information was leaving my head as my brain
was like overriding and just being like, not interested.
No, Hurwitz, not today.
Yeah.
You will not retain this one.
It's like reading a book on fire. It's just slowly burning away as soon as the page finishes. I just remember that before we go into the animated segment, they give you like a little vocal line from Mario. And I believe the line he said was, like our mom always said, the customer is always wet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because they had gotten Nicole wet.
Yes, they got Nicole wet. And I want to see that like stitched onto a pillow or something like that.
The customer is always wet. I think there's not a lot of ways to read that that aren't a little disturbing.
Yeah.
I think hearing
hard to find
it,
the generous read.
Yeah.
I think because, the generous
like, when
read.
When he says it, it's silly, but if it were stitched on a pillow, I would be like, Grandma, this is rude. Yeah.
I would say generous read is this was the 80s and we weren't publicly talking about women getting sexual satisfaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think
reclaiming
that they were implying.
Right.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
You could put that at a water park. You
know? That's good. The customer's always wet. Yeah. That's good.
That'd be fun. But if that was like up in like the snack station, and it's like, I see what you're doing.
That's another great generous read. Just assuming that Mario gets most of his jobs at the water park, and that's why he has that.
I bet if someone works at a water park, I bet they clean out the biggest hair monsters.
They
must.
Disgusting.
They must need schools of snakes.
Yeah, you're worried about the freaking piss. Think about the hair.
Yeah. There's a lot of hair.
It's hard to go back to water parks now as an adult. Mm-hmm. It's really just gone.
Yeah.
I think you just have to, I really think you can only do it when you're a kid and you are disgusting already.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I love water, but I like the refreshing nature of it. Yeah. And at a water park, it's all kind of salty and tepid.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like you're not cooling off.
Yeah. I'm searching for that drop tingle. I'll go off a body slide any day.
Yeah.
I'll go to a water park tomorrow if you guys want.
I mean, I would.
I mean, I will go.
Murph's onto something. Like, if you do the lazy river or like just the slides, you're good to go.
I do like a lazy
avoid
river.
Avoid the wave pool. I think that's going to be your big tip.
Yeah. But I like a real life lazy river because that's cooler. Temperature wise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I knew how to go to a real life lazy river, that would be boring.
I'll show you one.
You could just go to the LA River and try really hard.
You guys don't have any water here.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about like tubing down a river.
Yeah.
Bringing some like
best.
Beer in a tube.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Blast. Get absolutely roasted, sunburned.
So sunburned. So I believe after this, we're back in the animated world.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so Toad gets grabbed by Birdo. Birdo thinks that Toad is her baby. She gives him milky sphincter kisses.
Oh, my God.
He's just swallowed a cigar and he's super upset.
Yeah.
Not interested. I'm not your baby, lady.
Yeah. But then he's like drinking the bottle and whatever.
Yeah.
I did kind of like that he was drinking the bottle, but then being like, I'm not your baby.
Yeah.
I wanted to see him drink a little more of the bottle.
It's a little.
It could have been a 40-minute episode.
If I had a note, it would be that I wish Toad drank from the bottle a little bit more.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I wanted to see him say, all done.
Yeah. I'm not your baby, but who am I to argue?
I'm not your baby, but I am a little thirsty.
Hey, vitamin D is vitamin D.
Mushrooms, I think, are a good source of vitamin D.
Really?
Yeah, oh, so he's just all vitamin D.
He's got to get it.
Interesting.
Got to get it one way or another.
I might be totally wrong about that.
So Koopa's got spies out that are basically like little shy guys on skis. They're pretty freaking cute.
Mm-hmm. I liked them.
I just remembered them eating, like they're
kind of licking
his feet.
Because Koopa's like, now you brought me information and now you must grovel, and they just kind of kiss his feet.
It was a moment to be forgotten.
A generous read.
Uh-huh.
I'd say they were kissing his feet and not sort of licking them in a lot of sloppy wet, kisses, which is what it
this
was,
is
what
the first one the first one that I'm gonna not uh-huh. give a generous
not
read
gonna
to.
Give a generous yeah okay
I think I was laughing really hard when this happened, so I didn't hear the line, but in my head it's something like, great job, now get to my toes and start tonguing.
Yeah.
We'd have
did anyone catch the line? I don't know. I think that's probably what
that was it.
Yeah, he said, get in between there.
Again,
I've been walking all day.
The toe ring's getting a little rusty.
And you heard like a little shivery moan from one of the shy guys. Oh,
that's hot.
I really like shy guys.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they didn't lick feet.
They were demeaned give that note. In this, for sure.
We couldn't see from the angle, but I wonder, do they like take their masks off, or is there like a little hole feet. That they can
I
lick
think
through?
They just,
I feel know. Like if they have to do it all the time, there's probably a hole in the
mask. Yeah.
Oh, no, so yeah, I think they
the
do have a hole.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, because it looks like they've got like a surprised face, so that's probably what it's for.
Right, yeah,
so that they can lick Bowser's feet.
Yeah. In general, I thought Bowser's henchman game was really strong because I also loved the albatrosses.
Yeah, so albatrosses. And we were we'll look at this over on the Patreon. We'll do a bonus episode where we dive into the wiki of the show.
That's right.
We're mostly going to look up Nicole Eggert.
We'll mostly try to figure out what the fuck is going on, why we were supposed to know Nicole Eggert. But we'll also look into albatross, which were these flying team of birds that dropped bombs on Mario and Luigi.
But didn't they have, am I imagining this? Didn't they have like little fighter pilot goggles? Yeah.
Well, they had headgear
they were
lights.
Communicating with Bowser via some sort of radio signal.
Like gamer headsets.
They were gamer birds.
There was a part that legitimately made me kind of laugh, which was after they bomb the Mario Brothers and it seems like they're dead, but of course they're not actually dead. They come back and Bowser gives them like a Medal of Honor, but it's like a Medal of Dishonor, and he just talks about how bad they are, but in a way that's like good, and the little eagles look so proud.
They look really proud, and then he takes it away.
But then he takes it away when he finds out that they did not successfully murder the Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Which is very funny, because he clearly like had those medals made. Like, it was a whole ceremony.
Yeah, there was certainly a little ceremony.
I wanted those birds to keep those medals.
Emily looked upset and offended when the birds' medals got taken away.
Yeah.
They earned those.
Those bad birds earned those.
And here's the thing about birds. We know that they will accept medals. Like a crow will absolutely accept a medal. I don't know if you could pin it to their chest, but they would definitely wear a necklace.
Well, a necklace for sure.
Yeah.
Crows can wear necklaces?
I assume.
Oh, yeah. It would be a bracelet for us, but a necklace for
Them.
Any animal can wear a necklace.
Yeah, theoretically.
If you have a neck, you can wear a necklace.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
What is a collar if not a necklace?
Okay, but a flamingo is not going to be able to wear a necklace because that will come immediately off as soon as he was going for shrimp.
Well, if it's a choker, maybe not.
Do any dogs...
If you're trying to put dogs a necklace all wear necklaces. On necklaces.
I know dogs all wear necklaces. I was going to ask. Does anyone do like puka shell?
Dog collar.
Wait, I've never worn puka shell necklaces, but I know that you guys have. Are they kind of painful?
Well, I don't think I ever had a full I had just one shell.
No, because it's like hemp until like a little shell at the front or something.
No pain there. It's painful looking back and thinking about it.
No, yeah.
Like what if you fall asleep in it?
You don't really scrunch your face that much.
Well,
because I think
I was 17, nothing hurt.
Yeah, true.
You could do nothing to my body.
And the pukas are always matched with macrame. So I think that like you're going to get like the nice, soft, plushy hemp on your skin as opposed to the puka.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I really like the idea of a puka shell dog
collar. Puka shell dog collar.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's pretty rad.
You could check it out in the NADPOD store.
Yes, another business venture launched. Yes.
I will personally find the shells on the beach.
It's a little unrelated, but worth briefly getting into. My sister was on a flight, and clearly someone was coming into first class that was like important. Uh-huh. And there, people were like looking, and when she looked, it was the mascot for Target. It was the dog.
Oh, what?
No,
that little like is it a Jack Terrier? Like the
bulls,
or like
it's like a bull
with a bullseye thing.
Yeah, what's it called? That they're like the dumbest kind of dog.
Oh, they got the big nose.
Like I know what you're talking about.
Oh, like a spinter.
It's like a spinter.
Yeah, that. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. It was a spinter. It's a Target spinter
pup.
It's a Target spinter pup.
Now, I guess do they add the Target digitally? Or do they paint that on?
I don't remember if it actually had it on there. I assume they painted on right before a shoot.
Okay. Is his name Spuds McKenzie?
No, that's a different, same kind of dog.
Though. Yeah, that is the same kind of dog.
That's a spinter.
That's the Budweiser dog.
Now, this is what you're going to find out on the Wiki Wander is what sort of dog that is.
let's put a pin in the Target dog.
Okay,
yeah. And I think Spuds McKenzie was around the same time as the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he appears on the medicine cabinet.
The beer dog.
Is the medicine cabinet always where the guest appears? We're going to need to look into this.
It looks like they have a lot of guests. I saw on their IMDb that Vanna White is on an episode. That's a great 80s cameo.
Yeah. And I guess this makes sense why they're not getting sucked into the pipes, because like the guests would just have to like entertain the audience for a bit because they'd be in Mario Land and the guests would just be sitting in their apartment.
Mm-hmm. Just Eggert does a tight 10.
I thought she was really nailing it.
Yeah.
I feel like she really brought the live action segment to life.
I feel like she really put a lot of effort into this cameo.
Yeah.
And we'll explain exactly
why. We'll explain it because we haven't said it yet what happens, but it goes a pretty unexpected place.
Yeah. Okay. This is a tough day on set for
this. Was a tough day.
I would not enjoy
a really
this.
Fun Although, day.
In some ways, they really minimized. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
But let's finish with the cartoon.
Just remember, she's going to a party. Just remember, she's going to a party.
She
is.
She has to go.
She has to go.
Has to go.
Okay. So in the cartoon, we got Toad with Birdo. We've got these birds have just been robbed of their medal.
Disgraceful.
Then Koopa's like, I'm going to go do this myself, and hops on a snowmobile and goes after them. A bunch of Shy Guys ski uphill, which is
I like that.
Just as fast as the snowmobile.
Even faster than the snowmobile.
Making you wonder why there's a snowmobile at all.
Yeah, Bowser brings his full fucking squad. He's got the Shy Guys. He's got a bunch of Koopa Troopas who are just running.
Enough fucking around.
He's got a good coterie, and everyone's on a fun vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bowser just wants Mario dead. Dead because he's there. Right. It's not like Bowser's
He wants to steal the princess.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. But Mario's mission is unrelated to Bowser. Mario's just afoot, so Bowser is chasing him. Mario's just trying to be Mario.
Because Mario and Luigi bested Bowser. I don't actually know this lore, but I'm assuming it's because they bested Bowser by freeing the princess.
Yeah.
He's got like a grudge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He wants to crush Mario and Luigi beneath his big sweaty feet.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're around
and
town.
Then have he the wants them to lick his
feet.
Off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Freshly clean feet.
No further questions. I get it.
There's a bunch of Shy Guys just salivating for that day.
Mm-hmm. So Mario and the princess and Luigi find Birdo's actual baby who's frozen in an ice cube.
Yeah.
Mario defrosts the ice cube with a little fireball thing.
With his confidence, really.
With his sexy confidence. Yeah. Let's face it.
Smoldering.
Let's face it. It's smoldering.
Purely platonic.
It makes you feel sexy.
His platonic sexy confidence.
Yeah. But he kind of just does anytime he shoots the fireballs, it sounds so
very
weird.
Funny.
So he's just like, bing, pew, pew.
Yeah.
So he pews a little fireball. Baby gets freed. And then meanwhile, the B story, Toad is taken up by Mama Birdo into the sky and she wants to
give him a flying lesson.
Yeah. He's so, like, lady, I don't know how to fly.
As a viewer, your suspense is rising.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, this guy can't fly.
Yeah. Todd is at it.
He might die.
Todd is at a minimum going to break his legs.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Toad is a species. Todd is his name.
Todd is his name. Yeah. Yeah.
Todd Toad.
So Todd gets dropped by Birdo, and Mario and Luigi don't save him. He just uses his hat head.
Right. Mm. It's part of his skin. Yes. But he pretends it's a hat.
The mushroom
cap.
So
unnerving to see his little tiny head without the mushroom.
Yeah. No hair. Although it would have been more disturbing if suddenly there was like a gorgeous mane under there.
He has beautiful blonde.
They like all shoulder come length. Out. Yeah. Tussle down to his shoulders.
That happens if you pull any mushroom cap off. There is hair under there.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Really.
If you never had mushroom hair spaghetti, it's delicious.
No.
It's a delicacy.
So he uses his mushroom cap to parachute down to the ground, and then he sees the baby. He's like, ah, that's mommy's baby! And then they reunite the baby.
Toad resists bringing the baby to her, though, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go back there!
Yeah, it's like, well, you won't have to. You're bringing the baby.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird to me, anyway.
Yeah. But he sees how sad the baby is, and he's like, okay.
Yeah. He was down to let the baby die if it wasn't sad.
Right. Mm-hmm. It cried, so he saved it.
If the baby just manned up and was willing to die in the snow, Toad would have
walked away.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a big character moment for Toad.
It's a huge character
moment. But you also have to remember, he just took his head off and parachuted down with his own skin.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That lady essentially did try to kill him.
He lost his head.
Yeah. I would say that's the moment that Todd became Toad.
Yeah. He's Todd whenever he takes his mushroom cap off and he's not a mushroom anymore. And then he becomes Toad again. So he manages to get down. They reunite. And then Birdo, so excited that she got her actual baby back, helps Toad drop turnips on Koopa's goons' heads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Koopa starts retreating immediately.
Koopa goes from... Yeah. You said this, like, go ahead. Explain this point.
There's
this
like, Mario's got his fire flower and he's just blasting the little Shy Guys. They're running at this.
Yeah.
And then they finally hit him and he doesn't have any more. And it's like, what are Mario and friends going to do now that he doesn't have that? And that's when Toad is dropping the turnips on it.
Yeah.
And everyone starts running away from the turnips. Like, fireballs. Yeah,
firefight's okay.
Turnips. Fire I could handle, but turnips? I hate vegetables.
And they don't even leave a bruise. You see the turnips hit their head and it just kind of goes boonk.
And then they die.
Well, they die. Yeah.
They disappear. Yeah. They killed. Cease to exist.
Instantly killed. Yeah.
And then so they start running away and Mario and crew chase them, throwing turnips at them, killing them, fleeing
their
enemies. Yeah. They have surrendered.
These are
war crimes.
Yeah. I guess
they deserve the Medal of Dishonor.
Whoa. Don't take it from those birds.
Don't take it from the birds.
No, the birds deserve it.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Mint Mobile. It's spring cleaning. We're getting rid of the things that don't serve us anymore, and you know what doesn't serve anyone? Expensive phone bills. If you'd like to declutter your finances, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pawpaw. That's mintmobile.com. mintmobile.com/pawpaw. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/PAWPAW. $45 upfront payment minimum required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Every once in a while, you will see a duck with like one of those little like metal bands that they use to track them when they migrate. Mm. I would love to see. I wish that they would just do necklaces for that instead.
Yeah. Birds just should have necklaces.
It would make for a beautiful silhouette as you see them flying in the night. The sun is setting. Mm-hmm. The sort of locket on the chain is sort of glinting.
What would you do? I mean, what would you do if you saw
it's a picture of two babies.
If you saw a bird with just like a nice like birthstone necklace.
Yeah. Or dog tags.
Oh my God.
Or puka shells. Why not?
Yeah, and it's fitted to the bird. So mm-hmm. you know it's the bird's necklace. Uh-huh. Do you try to catch that bird?
I would take a photo. Why? Do you mind if I take a photo
of your
necklace?
It would be an anamorph.
You don't want to know?
I would be like,
oh, it could be an anamorph.
I think that's none of my business.
That's
none
of my business. You see a bird wearing a necklace and you say, this has got nothing to do with me?
Am I going
to
impose my will on this bird and take its necklace to understand what's going on?
I wouldn't take its necklace. I wouldn't take its necklace, but I would be like, excuse me, are you trapped?
Are you trapped?
Oh. Did someone do this to
that's,
you?
Are you
that's a little
lit?
More friendly. Yeah. That's a generous read on this issue.
Flap once if that's your necklace.
Yeah. You got to find out if they spent more than 2 hours in a morph. Could be the way.
Yeah.
I think that the fun part about that would be you would go online and then find like a big community of people who are like obsessed with like tracking down necklace birds. Whoa. And it's like some people are putting the necklaces on the birds. Some of them are like ecological conservancy folks who are like tracking birds via the necklaces. And some people are just enjoying these necklace birds.
Yeah.
Wow.
The necklaces would need to be so light. Because yeah. birds
yeah.
have hollow
yeah,
bones.
Yeah, because birds have such skinny ass bones.
Yeah.
Like floss on a tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to put a necklace on a bird, make sure it's floss.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Or like a platinum chain. I think platinum's pretty lightweight.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Only platinum.
Yeah. Don't cheap out.
Platinum or floss. Nothing else.
Nothing in between.
Right. I don't got a lot of platinum lying around.
Okay. I floss my teeth with platinum, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Blood well, just dripping out of your mouth.
I'm the fucking Red. Man, and I need a gum graft.
All right. So now should we go back to the
I need a gum graft.
Let's go back to the
Can
live
I have
action.
Anyone's gums?
Let's go back to the live action and let's remember that Eggert has a party to go to.
Yeah, Eggert's got a party
let's
to go to.
Keep the back that, pocket of your
that,
mind.
Tuck that into your back pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's been sprayed by the sink water, and Mario's like, oh no, go stand over here. Stands her in front of some fucking weird before, ass.
Like a furnace. She's right. about to sit in a cake.
Yeah.
Right. Luigi. There's a cake that's in a chair.
For no reason.
And then
no reason.
Luigi it's says, wait, watch out for that cake. And then he puts it on the floor.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And then he's like, go stand by the furnace. It will get you, it will warm you up. Right. But the furnace, I actually don't know what happened with
Shoots
the furnace.
Shoots some exhaust.
Soot.
Okay.
She gets covered in soot.
Turns around covered.
Turns around covered in soot.
Mm-hmm. Covered
this
in
is,
soot.
And this is Nicole Eggert, mind you.
You thought the water was bad enough.
Yeah.
You now water you thought with soot?
When Charles being in charge was bad enough.
The soot starts spraying out and she does not move her face.
Yeah.
She stands there for like five full seconds.
And I would say puts her whole face in front of the vent.
Yeah. And then she tries to escape that and steps in the cake.
Yes. That Luigi had moved off of the chair that was on the chair for no good.
Beautiful.
And then in fleeing the cake and the soot, she goes and sits on another chair which has a pie on it.
Right.
I believe it's a second cake.
Or is it a pie?
I think it's a pie.
I thought it was like a deep dish.
Actually, no, it's a pizza pie. Yeah.
Oh. A pizza pie.
It's a pizza pie.
Why is there so much food just in on the ground?
They're two hungry brothers.
I think food is fun.
But there's tables. I agree that food is fun. Mm-hmm.
Murph hates food.
Wow. I'm going to come out. Anti-food. I'm going to come out against food. I'm sorry. I just don't think we need to eat. Yeah. I haven't seen the science.
So that's the last thing that she gets covered in, right? Well, she's got the water. Yeah, she has the soot. She steps in a cake, sits in a pie.
At this point, you're watching this and you're like, this actress is a champ.
Yeah.
She's game.
She's game for it.
Yeah. Just absolutely.
She's A-okay with it. She's keeping a straight face.
Covered in
shit. She's not laughing.
Yeah. That's why this batshit episode in the ice world where nobody gets sucked into any pipes is because Eggert was game.
They must have gone to malls across the country and just like grabbed kids and said, hey, we got something to show you. They put this on the screen. The kids are going nuts for Eggerts.
Yeah.
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 Eggert's tested really well. Yeah. When Eggert's got sloppy, the kids lost their goddamn noodles.
All right. So remember how we had talked about, we had teased that Nicole Eggert had a party that she was going
here's
to.
The big reveal.
Yeah,
here's
the brothers, the
big
reveal. They're profusely apologizing. Yeah. They feel so bad.
They feel so bad that they've covered her in various cakes and pies.
Yeah,
they're
offering sad eyes.
Yeah. Oh, she also, there's also like a garbage pipe that just drops
a bunch of garbage. That's the last thing. Yeah, she
backed up. That was after sitting in
the pot. It was so many things.
The last thing that happened was the garbage pipe.
It was just a lot of things.
It was great. Yeah.
It was like a car wash of dirt and
grime.
An opposite car wash.
Mario and Luigi are so apologetic, as they should be. Because this is Eggert is a mess right now.
Yeah. And she's famous and they love
her. And she's famous and she lives in a medicine cabinet.
Yeah. She says, you have no reason to be sorry. You guys actually really helped me out. And they said, what? And
how?
She goes, do you know? You remember how I said I was going to a party?
Did you remember? Did everyone at home
remember? Does everyone at home remember? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you remember, she was going to a party. Mm-hmm. And she says, I was going to a sloppy party where you're supposed to show up as sloppy as possible.
And the person that's the sloppiest wins.
Wins what, you ask?
Wins the party.
Wins the party.
We don't know.
I love winning a party. Yeah. It's a really good feeling.
And so then they start covering her in the cake and the pie as sort of a ha-ha cut to credits thing.
Yeah.
But they don't like pie her in the face. Like, holy, you shit. Normally,
they do her like sleeves.
They do her
arms.
Like sleeves and stuff. She just starts rubbing the pie all over like her shirt.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this actress had a good spirit. She was like, this is fun.
Or a bad agent.
But I'm wondering whose decision that was. If that was like hair and makeup, that was like, you cannot pie Eggert. We cannot reset.
I think they had, extra costumes, but not extra hair.
Yeah, right.
They didn't have extra for Eggert.
Extra.
Yeah. They didn't have extra.
I realized that we actually skipped over another one of my favorite parts.
Is that right?
Oh. This was in the animation, though.
Yes.
Okay.
At the very end of the animation, they sit down to a meal at the birds, like Mario, Luigi, the princess, and then the bird puts out what looks like one really long, thick noodle.
And remember that. Remember that it looks like
then,
a noodle.
And then Mario says, I love spaghetti, which is weird, right? And then a little worm head pops up and says,
we're not spaghetti, we're worms, I think.
And then he says something like, I've never been so insulted. And then the camera zooms in on the worm to end there.
That's it.
Yeah.
This is really stupid.
Plural for one worm.
Yeah. I forgot about that because I laughed so hard it was jettisoned from my memory.
We also had to
I just love it when these old shows zoom in on someone who hasn't been in it the entire time.
Right.
It's just the weirdest.
Everyone's favorite Mario character.
Yeah.
Plain worm.
Just a weird little guy.
Who wants to be eaten. Who's desperate to be eaten.
That was another moment that we had to look up Nicole Eggert because when she was introduced and she was in the medicine cabinet, we were laughing too hard to hear her name.
Yeah.
So we knew that they were pumped to see her, but we did not know who she was.
Right.
So
we learned her name and we still didn't know.
Yeah. Does she live in the walls?
That's what I was thinking. Is this a woman in the walls situation?
It might be just like, maybe that was like the trend of the time for celebrities. It was like wall living. It was kind of like, you know, like a tiny home sort of thing where you just like live between two apartment buildings.
Yeah, you're so famous that you have to stay on set 24/7.
Exactly.
So the Charles in Charge house is on the other side of the medicine.
It's hard to remember everything from the 80s and 90s, but people did live in walls.
Yeah. I remember being born in a wall.
A lot of things I've forgotten, but I do remember that.
Yeah. When I was five, we lived in a wall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had a squeeze house?
Yeah. It was in between two houses.
In between the beams.
Yeah. I loved GAC. I loved Nickelodeon. I loved living in walls.
It was guts in a wall for me.
I forget, did we have GAC when we were in the walls, or did we get that just after we came
out
of the walls?
Personally, I had Phloem, and I lived next to a squirrel that got me. Yeah.
Got
wall.
It. Okay. Yeah.
I found GAC in the wall.
It was, you invented GAC.
That's
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the insulation got melted and became GAC.
People used to call me GAC Oyama.
Did they really? You're so, I would have called you GAC Flomayama. Okay.
Oh, Floma.
I love the instant. Okay.
Okay, we're done.
That's enough, everyone.
Let's cut it. Yeah.
Too silly.
Pretend I didn't talk. Also, I feel like it's very on brand for
Emily. Edit this out immediately.
It's very on brand for Emily to know what
live edit.
Phloem is, but not GAC.
Phloem Yama. Enough.
I know.
Give me the SD card, motherfuckers.
Come on, quick, stop. Now record again.
I can't do that anymore. Can we get back to the sloppy party, guys?
Yeah, the sloppy party.
So I know this is a show for kids, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen Sesame Street and stuff, and it just kind of fucking makes more sense than this did, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. sloppy party?
What is a fucking sloppy party? Why are there cakes on the chairs?
The cakes on the chairs make sense to me because, like, you saw their apartment. You saw how they were living. They're just kind of spreading everything out.
They're living a sloppy lifestyle.
Yeah. Can you imagine how different it would have felt if she said, actually, you really helped me out. I'm going to a dirty party after this.
Yeah. Sloppy is better than dirty, I think. Yeah. I think I found it, though. I think I found the thematic link between the animation and the live action episode, which is sloppiness. Because Birdo is giving sloppy kisses.
Sloppy milk sphincter kisses.
Yeah. Bowser's feet are getting sloppy licks.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It was genius.
Everyone's getting slopped on.
Everyone's getting slopped on across the board. And eventually, I guess the Mario Brothers learned that it's okay to be sloppy. And I like that.
Wow. Yeah.
As long as it's platonically sloppy.
It did look fun when Eggert was caking herself. I was like, that looks pretty fun.
Rubbing cake into her shoulders.
To go to someone's house where they're hosting a party where by design everyone is covered in shit.
Come fuck up my house.
You would just be like, everyone would leave and you'd be like, what have I done?
Yeah. Some people are like,
my house is destroyed.
Shoes off at the door. But no, not at my party. Sit in a pizza pie if you can before you come.
Sit in a pizza pie.
Step on a pizza and walk in. Shoes on.
Come covered in garbage.
It would be fun if you had a real like shitty landlord and they were being like a huge asshole and you had to leave and like one last and you're like, my security deposit's fucked. I'm gonna have a sloppy party after one last hurrah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, leave your coats and piss on my bed, I guess.
It's a sloppy party. It's like nefarious when shows, because they're for children, they just put in no effort and they just make them dog shit.
It's so weird.
It's like nefarious.
It's villainous. It's such a dumb way to end it.
Yeah. Really, there was like no hard.
That was the first idea. Not even an idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, what if it's a sloppy party? Perfect.
Yeah.
No one questioned it. No one's like, what is that? But yeah,
Eggert had no notes.
Yeah,
but I think I remember when we
Eggert did a great job.
Yeah, yeah. She was game.
She was so game.
If anything, she was game.
I walked away from it an Eggert fan.
Yeah.
Here's the worst part is I looked it up and Eggert does live in Glendale, which is where I live. So there's like a non-zero chance I could run into Eggert. And it would suck because like if she introduces herself to me, the first thing I'm going to say is sloppy party. And it's,
how was that sloppy party you went that?
Sloppy party. Also, do you really live in a medicine cabinet?
You're like walking your dog and you see like a trail of slop on the ground.
Wow.
And you see a bunch of dirty ass people going into a house.
Oh, another classic sloppy party.
I wonder who's going to win.
Caldwell, if you said that to her, if you see Nicole Eggert walking her dog on the street,
right,
and you say
her dog's wearing a beautiful puka shell necklace,
beautiful puka shell necklace, you walk up to her,
her bird's wearing,
and you say
a piece of floss with a ruby on,
and you say that was quite a sloppy party, huh? And you give her a wink.
Uh huh.
She releases her dog and says, "Get him!" And the dog bites you several times. Do you press charges, or do you just know it was your fault? I think I would need to get so hurt to press charges. Yeah.
As the dog is just biting my neck repeatedly, I think I scream. Before my vocal cords give out, I just scream, "Admit it! Admit that it was a sloppy party!"
Admit it! Admit it makes no sense. There would be a winner.
You know what? Why don't we go ahead and rate this A to J. A being the worst, being... Oh, wait. No, no, no. Wait. Is A bad?
Yeah, A is bad.
A is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And A is bad.
I really enjoy that.
Not
we
loving it.
Always forget.
Jay is just got to watch it.
Yeah.
Just
is it worth it to ask why it stops at Jay?
That's a great question. Uh-huh.
That's a great question. Let's let it hang in the air.
Yeah, exactly. Let's think about it. This is a question for 2015 for Finley and Caldwell.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll send that question back to you.
No. We were different people then.
Yeah.
Why is a party sloppy, Zach? Nobody knows.
Hey, I don't.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a B for boo. Because, and I didn't do it. Actually, that's unnecessarily harsh. I liked the live action portion because I thought Nicole Eggert really gave it all. And I really liked seeing a really confident Mario, like after he got a new outfit. That really felt inspirational. And I'm thinking of getting a red shirt and some white overalls for myself so I can embody that fire flower confidence.
Yeah.
Wow. Like Mario bound.
Yeah. I'll go E for Eggert because I think it was mostly bad except for the cameo.
She was so game. She was so game.
That was the only watchable part to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it F for freestanding sink. it was incredible. I thought it's still pretty close to A in the scheme thing. I with the caveat, I did think of a few letters first that were after J. So I had to pivot at the last second.
Can I get one anyways?
S for sloppy.
That was my first thought as well.
And I'll, of course, give it an F for funky feet, for real.
Wow.
I'll go ahead and give it a C for could have done without everything. Except maybe the theme song.
And the bird medals.
And the bird medals. Actually, Captain Lou was good. Captain Lou Albano. Yeah. The guys were good. They could have hosted a good kids show. It just wasn't this
too. I'm actually gonna upgrade to an F for Flo Mayama.
Enough, okay. I like that you switched it from Gak to Flo, but did not change the last name. I'm just picturing you, an 11-year-old kid, just getting bullied relentlessly.
Like, what are you talking about? Flom Yama?
Flom was great.
What was Flom?
Flom had the little ball.
Yeah. Little bee.
What would hurt you more, eating Gak or eating Flom?
Well, microplastics are bad, so I think probably the Flom.
Right. Wow. As opposed to whatever Gak was, which is very...
it's like a natural reservoir that they mine for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's high in sulfates.
You could make it at home. I remember. I doubt it was the same.
People still do that.
Oh yeah, it's a huge community.
There's sort of a type of fracking that's just for Gak.
It's gacking. We're anti-gacking on this podcast. We're just gonna come out and say.
Yeah, so excited to see people just start their sink and just Gak comes pouring out.
Everyone vote Flom on prop A.
And that's we want Flom coming out of our sinks, not Gak.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's everything else is a bubble, but this one you write in Flom or Gak.
I don't know why I'm asking all these fucking stupid hypotheticals today, but they're kind of making me laugh. If you know how you get those like vote from home packets?
Yeah.
What would you vote for if you just saw like, what do you vote for on prop 337 of what should come out of your sinks? And then there's no water option. It's just Flom and Gak.
Whoa, out of your sink, I might go for Gak.
I would probably have to go Gak.
Because Flom would just be like, someone's taking a little
let's be honest. Flom is less of a thing than Gak.
I liked Flom too.
I'm a Flomologist.
Yeah, you're a Flom. I'm a
Flom Yama.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a definitive answer, though. Definitive answer. You can't fart Flom. You can't fart Flom. And when you get that Gak out of your sink, it's going to be farting all the way down. And that's going to be real fun.
There we go.
And then you're going to need a snake for all the Gak.
Yeah, you are going to need a snake to get the Gak out of your pipes.
What so about a water park, but with Gak instead? Oh, that would be a sloppy party.
People would die. Everyone would die.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be
sink so fast, not be able to swim.
Stuck at the bottom.
Yeah, you're just less dense. Oh.
Your last breath would fart out of you.
Oh, so fucking sad. And then you just suck down Gak, filling your lungs with Gak.
2,000 years later, they find you perfectly preserved.
There's one moment where you're having fun, and then the moment after it is, I can't believe I'm going to die like this.
Abject
just
terror.
Reaching out as you realize immediately that
shrugging,
you can't swim.
Like, what the fuck?
There's no bottom to kick off of.
How many?
As you panic, more and more Gak fills your orifices.
How many Gaccidents would need to happen before they had to close down the Gak park?
I have this mental image of my friend in high school as a joke jumped onto my other friend's like pool cover. Like the pool was completely covered. He just jumped onto it and then he just emerged with all this plastic like completely stuck to him.
Oh no!
Looking like a sea monster.
Fear.
With his absolute fear. Immediately just like, this was a fucking bad idea. I'm gonna drown. Just instantly waterboarded himself. We had to like pull him out.
No,
not like this. Don't jump into a pool with the cover still on.
No.
Yeah. All right, everybody, let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Thank you all so much for listening. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug? Let's start to Zach.
Gak Flom Yama.
Hey, what's up, guys? Gak Flom Yama here. I guess I'll promote Dimension 20. That's about it.
You're on this current season, Coffin Run.
Mm-hmm. Coffin Run. And then we'll do other
we'll see
stuff
what
soon.
Happens in
the future.
Starstruck was great.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Are y'all making more of that little thing?
Of Dimension 20?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're thinking about it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute for y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. Sweet. Anybody else have anything else?
I'll plug our shop where we're going to have a lot of bird necklaces and our custom Flom just up in there. So go ahead and check it out. That's going to be shop.nadpod.com.
Accessorize your pets with Nadpod.
You really ought to.
You could just buy a small shirt too. Small shirt for a big dog.
There you go.
That's
going to look real fun.
I think we can all agree.
A necklace for your birds. Yeah, if you make puka shell necklaces and can do it at scale, at volume, slide into my DMs.
Yeah, if you're a macrame wizard, just let us know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that macrame you're
saying? I think it's macrame.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, dude?
Macrame. I really wanted to wait for you to see it in your ass.
Zachrame.
Finding a lot of new names for Zach. So we will be talking about this show more over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Don't even think. There you go.
Oh, we'll look into
all of that stuff. We'll look into Captain Lou Albano. Mm-hmm. We'll do kind of a deep dive into.
I want to read about sloppy parties.
I'm going to find out if sloppy parties are real. That'll be number one. Zach will be joining us over there. And once again, just want to thank both of our guests for being here. Zach, really, I know we have you on kind of a lot of stuff. So you're part of the family.
Absolutely.
Great to always have you back.
Yeah, thank you, Zach, for coming.
Yeah, great,
Jake,
great to meet you, dude.
What are you
Jake, there's a first time
days?
For everything.
And
a last time.
You guys can rewatch Jake and Amir if you want to. Series that ended 8 years ago.
Check it out, guys.
Kind of last thing I did, yeah.
collegehumor.com.
it's not a website anymore.
Okay. Sweet, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, @CHMersMe, @ColdisCaldwell, @AshfordsEmily, @JacobWitzIsJake, and @ZachOyama. Zach Oyama?
That's correct.
And @NadPod is our Instagram.
And @NadPod's our Instagram.
Yeah. Sorry, it's @FlomOyama.
@FlomOyama is FlomOyama. Yeah. And you can tweet about the show using #NadPod. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast
about that book.
It is the end of our show, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. Oh, I'm so excited. Let's get right to it. Brad D., Jeffrey S., Hugh C., Later McSkater, Matt M., Jordan DJ, Cutter W., Daniel G., Dylan B., who is missing his own D&D game to see NADPOD live in LA. Hope you had a good time. Dungeon Mama, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Scott D., Danny P., Michael McD., Vincent W., Miss Ter Cole, Victor T., Balnor's Boy Forever, Dominic P., Andrew B., Justin I., Ragnar Fairdwin, TJ M., Treylay the Cray, Jared E., Christopher B., Damiel R., Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Unawakened Maxim with January Jones on the cover, nice, Richard X. Machina, Michael L., Taylor S., Callum L., Jack L., Sam L., Nicholas C., Thaddeus Thunderous Turtle, Samuel B., Mike H., Martin P., Matthew E., Way Cooler Than Angry Wheat. We'll see about that. Adam G., Tyler F., Panama James, Andrew, who is no longer a bard after the incident in the Feywild. Ooh, excited to hear more. Captain Sigil, Diana Delos Lopez, CC Lulu, Michelle O., Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R., Croc-aholic, Lucas B., Reiko, It's Kevin, Calder's Cold Cum, hashtag Rise My Comrades, spread the camaraderie. You gotta love it, they're forming a community. New York, Cass Skateboard Cass, Stephen C., Michael M., Mike K., Lady Taco, Joy T., Nara, Wit, and Whimsy, Jake L., Nick W., Brave the Badger, Esme M., Mutton, the mad druid who has been trying to undo his friend who has been stuck as a polymorph sheep for 3 weeks. Good luck, Mutton. Foster, the original boneless duck. Aaron, the asshole ranger. Big Bad Beardo the Mad. Eric McD. Giant Monsters on the Horizon. Percival Frederickstein von Musel Klausowski de Rolo III. Christian A. Olivia K. J. Dragonborn. Joro, the Inapropro. Cody B., Liam D., The Sandrian, Ben A., Feldonis, John the Third, Dave H., Vivian, Koala Bear, Catherine S., David K., Christian S., Rebecca G., Dustin S., Connor F., Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant, Izzy F., Wood Elf Theron, who is desperately trying to fix his oath bow. Good luck, Theron! Blair, the Bug Blair Barbarian, Cat C, Kelsey J, Porkchop, Ariel, the Occasional Mermaid, Velaciraptor, Minette, the Magnificent Magikarp, Pat L, Achutha A, Lauren H, Joshua D, Ryan S, the Bone Duster, the Charming Fluff, Robot Crisps, Telekitty Creations, fan illustrator, insert request here. This week we would love if you could draw, the dragon eel. That'd be fun. Ploops, Carly A, Addy K, AP Cleric, Lori P, those who love and give where they can. Spam Gaming, the Tatted Gamer Boy, Grant L, Connor S, Christopher J. Pebblepot, how do you get a D&D player to go out with you? You ask them for a D8. Salil, Leviathan, BioQuirt 7, Remington CD, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney Tatum, Jack Hubert, Grillionaire, leader of the Mishima clan, a spoon among raspberries. Respect to you, friend. A Phyrex Fandere, Cardor Finnegan Whisper, Garble the Moist, Juicy Kiwi, Saul's future life partner. Oh, that'd be nice. Champ Wild, Valen, Beep, Barbarian Bastard Baby of Brian and Brennan. Carlin C, Louie is your centaur dad. Emily S, Harry Cox. Allie, congrats on finishing your master's degree. Love you. Aw. Justin LeBee, Torley Skirmisher, Pindergreens Pungent Pudding, hashtag CCC, hashtag Slangin' Rope. Dandy, E&D. This next one is a continuation of a story. He was born to a burrow with three sisters and one brother, Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. While they were content to that's where it ends. Anyway, Marcos P., Pup Kalish, learns the Balanced Druid, Dakota James P., Frida M., Pagos, self-proclaimed Fae Prince, Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian, Friar Frizzt, Andy E., Holly Hyena, Anthony A., Kristen Z., Leia C., Paige H., Helen of Briz, Beatrix's Beautiful Baby Batter, wow, Pixel Stars, Kristen with a K, Cal, just Cal, also congrats on the job, Ellie, yeah, congrats, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N., Russell H., a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, Zero Parody, the not-so-bad DM, don't be so hard on yourself, Zero, I'm sure you're great, Neos, the novice monster hunter. My new friend Simon. He was sad an old friend had forgotten him, but we cheered ourselves up by singing One Big Bed together. Sweet. Lorelei Frost. Morgan M. Appealing sticker. Stephen E. Mr. Adams. Meg, the mail carrier of Bohemia. James F. Jimmy A. Hi, man, yeah, that's me. Cap'n Cappy. M4L. The Dragon Ambassador. Wayfarer, currently in a trademark dispute with Mothership over the patent on the SS Stormborn. Andrew B., Cope Fresh, Barpo Good Barrel, Barbarian and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep, Welshlander, I lost the game, Garrett G., a.k.a. One Big Curd, Eric M., Mr. D., Sean J., Mr. Sillyhead, Ethan B., Monster Captain Renee S., Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope. Olivia, the enchanting bard, who will totally be making money off of the Duck Team Tales with an on-the-go, all-the-stop show. Blue Slade, the artificer. Michaela R., Albin's Alabaster Aftermath. Hashtag come up, it's will rise. Gross, but sure. Solemn Sticky Sauce. Hashtag CCC double down. Calliope's Cumulo Cumblast. Hashtag CCC forever. Riley S., Sir Sig 93, Fico, Trunky and his best bud Buzz, R.I.P. No one is cooler than Angry Wheat, especially not the front half of a horse costume. The debate rages on. The game itself. Chaos Kampf, a.k.a. I am a Smaffire. Shacked, Aaron Rosenthal. Tony G., Logan D., Anthony Dale Murphy Jr. would like to declare his full support for hashtag CCC and its derivatives. Josh H., Jack, the Jax jinxing rogue in search of Bohemia's biggest balls, Sammy, the Neko, Mango Empanadas, Cora B., Rented Mules, and Mystical Mustaloidia. Whew! And that is all of our elders. Thank you all so, so much for listening and showing us your support. If you would like to join this illustrious council, you can do so by going to patreon.com/nadpod. Thanks again, folks. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.